Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has just launched Liberty Relief International. This is a vehicle now that allows you to be able to touch and help persecuted people and Christians and Jews all over the world. You no longer have to sit on the sideline. You can directly be involved in helping humanity who are persecuted for their religious beliefs. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Join me as Matt Barber to talk about this. Matt, I'm very excited about the launch of Liberty Relief International. We just launched it. It really grew out of last year, 2014, toward the fall of last year. We saw Christians and others who were persecuted because of their faith in northern Iraq, not just persecuted. I'm talking about slaughtered. Children having their heads cut off in front of their parents. And we got involved to help a ministry called Run Ministries. Now we have expanded, and we're going to be helping a lot of different kinds of ministries. We're going to be investigating the ministries, working with the ministries, making sure that they're doing the right thing, getting the help to people on the ground. And people can donate to Liberty Counsel and designate it Liberty Relief International, and also be part of an email program that is just focused on this issue of relief around the world, humanitarian outreach and relief. So I'm very excited about this. And Matt, our people have been shown through this process to be very generous to help people all over the world.
Yeah, this is such an important and critical launch of this ministry, this humanitarian relief arm of Liberty Counsel's broad and growing family of ministries, Matt, and so critical. It truly is following, you know, Christ's admonition to be his hands and feet here on earth. You know, we have Islamists who are, as you mentioned, torturing, murdering, brutally torturing children in front of their parents, enslaving women and young girls as sex slaves, and this is hard persecution that is happening in the Middle East and around the world at the hands of the followers of the so-called Prophet Muhammad. And it's just so important that Liberty Counsel has been involved in this effort. You've partnered with Run Ministries in the past, and Eric Watt with that ministry. Matt, some of these people associated with that ministry have given their lives. So there's an element of danger here, and Liberty Counsel, you're sticking your neck out to do this, but that's what we're commanded to do, and that's what Christ commands us to do. And I encourage everyone listening right now to support this very important ministry.
Well, we have been working with ministries who literally have had dozen or so of the people working with that ministry who have been killed. Some of them have been cornered in a house. The house has been set on fire. They were killed in the house. Others have been attacked and killed, brutally beaten and killed. They literally have given their lives to help other people in the name of Christ. These are people not just in northern Iraq, but in northern Iraq is where we began our relief program, and we raised a substantial amount of money to help these people, setting up cities of hope, cities of refuge, where these refugees can go because they can't go back to northern Iraq. They had to leave their homes. They had to leave their businesses. Their families had to come with them. They're all there together, those who have been able to get out. Now they're in other places in Iraq, in secret locations where they're being ministered to. And we have been providing resources that would give them blankets. This is in the cold time of the winter right now. So they need blankets and they need tents, and we need the finances to be able to purchase those and get those to those individuals because it's very cold. You don't sometimes think of Iraq being a cold time or cold place, but this is the middle of the winter. So you can kind of imagine families being put out in the open with no place to go, and they're in the cold parts of the United States. Well, that's how it is there. There's snow in parts of these places. And so we're trying to give them tents, trying to give them blankets. But in addition to that, we're giving them food and water and giving them the gospel, and even setting up churches in some of these places where Christian churches have never been before. And these communities have these home churches that are starting. So this is a great ministry opportunity to not only help these individuals physically, but also spiritually. So Liberty Council, through Liberty Relief International, is now going to be working with good ministries all over the world, not just in northern Iraq, but also Christians who are persecuted in Syria. There's others as well, where churches are being burned. That's happening in Pakistan as well. There's people that are being burned because they refused to renounce Jesus Christ. Children have been crucified. They've been beheaded in front of their parents when they won't renounce Jesus Christ and accept Muhammad as a prophet and convert to Islam. What a terrible thing for this to happen. We can't even begin to imagine it here in America. So all of us can give something. We live in America, no matter what our means are, in a lap of luxury compared to what these people are doing. So if you want to help and reach people around the world, your brothers and sisters who are being persecuted for their faith, give Liberty Council a call, 800-671-1776, or you can contribute to Liberty Council's Liberty Relief International, and also ask to be part of our email. We will have an email that we have now started that will focus just on humanitarian relief worldwide.
Matt, this is such a natural evolution of Liberty Council to merge into this. For decades, Liberty Council, of course, has been defending Christians and people of faith against the burgeoning problem in the United States that is cultural Marxism. Many, many people who control the reins of government are pushing the radical so-called LGBT agenda, the pro-abortion agenda. We have a president, a leftist president, who embraces all of those cultural Marxist causes, which are directly contrary to the tenets of Christianity. And so Liberty Council has defended in the courts and in public policy and around what I call soft persecution here in the United States, Christians being persecuted for standing firm on the biblical truth relative to sexual morality and the sanctity of life and the family, the natural family, and so forth. So it's natural that, as in the past couple of years, Liberty Council has become such an effective international organization that the Liberty Relief International would be born, and that we would start working to support believers, Christians, and even Muslims who are being abused and even tortured to death at the hands of an anti-Christian genocide, which is hard persecution. So this is a very natural transition for Liberty Council.
Yeah, we want to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to those around the world who are being persecuted. You know, James says, "What good is your faith if you say to someone, 'Be fed' or 'Be warm'? We're going to pray that you're warm if you don't give them food and offer them a blanket." Faith without works, the book of James said, is dead. We're wanting to put feet to our faith, hands to our faith, and you can do that through Liberty Relief International. That is a humanitarian outreach. It is, as Matt Barber, you just said, a great complement to what we're already doing. We are defending people for religious freedom. We're defending the sanctity and dignity of human life created in the image of God. We've been doing that in the courts and education and through public policy. Now we're doing it through international humanitarian relief, not just around the world, but also right here in our own country where we find relief, humanitarian help necessary. So you can contribute to or designate to Liberty Relief International. For more information, you can call us. Stand up for your family, faith, and freedom. Stand with Liberty Council as we stand together. Go to our website, lc.org. That's lc.org. We are excited about the launch of Liberty Relief International, and we thank you for partnering with us. We have a special email that's just focused on these issues. You know, we see the tragedies of what's happening around the world, literally where families are being tortured, children are being beheaded in front of their parents. I can't even begin to imagine what that would be like to watch your child have his or her head cut off because of their faith in Jesus Christ and you being unable to intervene, or your wife or your family being tortured, or children being raped, or your wife being tortured and raped because of their faith in Christ. Yet it's happening around the world. Brothers and sisters, we need to pray for our brothers and sisters, and we need to help them around the world as well. We also need to make sure that we don't have that kind of persecution here in our own country. So stand with us at Liberty Council. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.